On FM, online and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg reaches a high of 24 this afternoon, Pretoria 25, Polokwane 26. We start on the East Rand, where Gauteng police have launched a manhunt after a daring cash and transit robbery yesterday in Tokoza. According to reports, the cash and transit robbers crashed a car into a cash van, causing the van to overturn.
A number of suspects then disarmed the security officers and bombed the armored vehicle. They then took undisclosed amount of cash, while other suspects were shooting at the escort vehicle that was behind the armored vehicle. The suspects then escaped or drove off in four different vehicles.
Police spokesperson Mavela Masondu says a 13-year-old girl was injured when she was hit by a stray bullet during the incident. Now to Mpumalanga, where the search for a member of the National Defence Force resumed this morning. Two soldiers were carried away by a powerful river current on Christmas Day while trying to cross a flooded bridge during border patrols near the Macadamia military base. The body of one soldier was recovered, and the South African National Defence Union has expressed heartfelt condolences to his family, friends and colleagues. Spokesperson Piki Geef.
While the search continues for another missing member, it is important to note that there are procedures that is provided for, which will entail a board of inquiry into the circumstances surrounding this tragedy in order to see how repeat of this incident can be prevented in future.
The Border Management Authority has confirmed that more than 18,450 travellers were successfully processed while exiting South Africa through the Lebombo border post over the Christmas period. According to Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Communications and Marketing, Meme Mohotsi, only about 450 travellers were processed manually and are currently being fully recorded and reconciled on the Enhanced Movement Control System.
The Commissioner indicated that no major interceptions were recorded in the vulnerable areas on Christmas Day due to the heightened patrols that were being conducted. However, 88 individuals were declared undesirable, primarily through the overstaying their legally permitted period of 90 days in the Republic of South Africa.
Two international news in Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an immediate ceasefire, pledging to end recent deadly border clashes. At least 47 people were killed and more than a million displaced in 3 weeks of fighting with artillery tanks, drones and jets. The conflict spread to nearly every border province on both sides, shattering an earlier truce for which US President Donald Trump took credit. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has meanwhile welcomed the announcement, describing it as a positive step towards alleviating the suffering of civilians. And in local entertainment news, rapper Casper Nyovest has announced he and his wife Polane have welcomed their first child together weeks after unveiling their pregnancy at his Fill It Up Toyota Stadium concert in the Free State. The couple, who tied the knot in April 2024, took to social media on Christmas Day to make the announcement and share images of their bundle of joy. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elish. More news at 9.